I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri's Cape Girardeau Research Center, and this is Tales from Days Gone By. Not that long ago, a frequent practice of local newspapers was to have a representative of communities in their circulation area report on happenings in those smaller towns. Some of the reports gave valuable insight into local history, while others border on gossip. Such was the case with the Missouri Cash Book of Jackson. To commemorate these local gems and to provide a view of the celebration of Christmas's past, I present some reports from the communities of Southeast Missouri documenting the 1872 holiday season. In Jackson, quote, "Christmas week was full of mirth and pleasure to the young folks. The oyster supper at the courthouse, the Christmas trees at Mr. Lapierre's and the hall, the sociable at Mr.'s Ferguson's, Priest's, and Williams were all well attended and highly enjoyed. The party at Mr. Ferguson's was exceedingly pleasant, and the supper most excellent indeed. To our great disappointment, business engagement prevented our attendance at the sociable given at Colonel Williams. Christmas dinner at Major Turnbaugh's, and such a dinner! We think of it now with a sigh." Millersville reported that, quote, "Our Christmas tree was loaded with presents for the young folks, and occasionally there was a donut or dough man lifted off of the tree for our old bachelors and widows. But of course, none of them found a conjugal mate suspended from a limb," unquote. Sylvan Academy, a school in the Oak Ridge area, had an impressive Christmas tree that year. Quote, "Our Christmas tree was a success. Bending under its abundant crop of varieties was truly imposing. The estimated number of presents was 300, valued at $125. All being assembled, ready to receive the proffered gifts, so freely offered, now suspended upon the tree, in commemoration of the gift, the sacrifice on the tree of the cross in love and mercy sent by grace divine. Music rose with its voluptuous swells, after which Mr. P.B. Shell, being called, made a pertinent address. His remarks were offered with excellent spirit and dignity. In double quick, we assemble with our friends at Millersville. I am constrained to say that their tree far excelled our own. Too much cannot be said in favor of its beauty. I have always heard it said, the second thought is always best. But till the present, I was not aware that the same truth obtained in regard to Christmas trees." The highlight of the season in Dutchtown was, quote, "A very pleasant time at the ball given by Mr. Hunt of Scott County on Christmas Day. Seldom falls it to the lot of man to sit down to a more excellent table than was there prepared. Everybody enjoyed it, some extremely so, Mr. John McGinnis having it up the snoot. Christmas passed off dull, sleety, and icy, and yet Santa Claus made it lively for some." The reporter from Perryville noted that, "On Christmas, every person was peaceable and quiet. I have heard old citizens say they have never known a quieter Christmas." Things were not so quiet in Fredericktown, however. Quote, "Everything is dead except the boys, and once in a while they remind one that Christmas has come. I believe if the boys had stayed indoors on Christmas Day, we would have known nothing of the arrival of the day. But they did nothing of the sort, for every boy who could muster a shotgun, blunderbuss, rifle, pistol, musket, or firecracker contributed toward making the day and night hideous. And may all of your holidays be as cheerful and meaningful as these from days gone by. Happy holidays." I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri. For more tales from days gone by, visit krcu.org.